Dynaro and DJ Agostoni, that is in my mind here on Today FM. We're talking about real life cheat codes. That's right, they exist. It's like when you used to do little hidden cheats for computer games back in the day that would help you clear the game. You can do the same with real life. Imagine. Isn't that amazing? Kira's got in contact. My top cheat code for real life. If you want someone to like you, make sure you talk about their favorite topic themselves. It works a charm every time. People love talking about themselves. Dean has gone in contact. Always wear layers of clothing. Nothing worse than being stuck in a woolly jumper in an office for the day. Couple of interesting ones here as well. Ferg, I'm a teacher. I work in a Montessori. Asking if kids can use their sitting muscles and listening muscles when they're in their circle time makes the kids want to show how strong they are with their sitting and listening muscles. I'm loving that. Ferg, if you walk with purpose, for some reason people seem to think you're busy and you don't get hassled in work. I've been swinging my shoulders like Conor McGregor and work for 5 weeks now. That comes in from Paul. And another one here, this comes in from John, and I really like this. Ferg, did you realise that if you ask someone if they know all the words to I'm a Little Teapot, around 80% of people you ask will answer by singing it back to you? Do you know all the words? I'm a little teapot, short and stout. If you think that you've got a cheat code for life, 0874-100-102, I want to hear about it. It's Today FM. Loving that single still. Can't move on from Wild Youth here on Today FM. I have got Emma on the line. Emma, how are you today?
I'm very well, Fergal. Thanks for asking.
Emma, tell us this much. You have got a particular hack for remembering people's names.
I do. I'm desperate for remembering names. So when you're introduced to someone new, you repeat their name several times, like, hi, Ferg, how are you? Where are you from, Ferg? What do you do, Ferg? And that way you actually remember, and it does work.
Right. Okay, this happened to me. But there's two gentlemen that work in a rival station here on another show. And the thing is, I know them. When I see them together, I know both their names. I just don't know which one is which name. Right, okay. So I've been eternally calling them one name or the other. And then the other time I've been talking to one of them, and they say, oh, you know, I'm the other one. But I think they do it on purpose because they know that I don't know which one is which.
You can't just mumble the name and, yeah, and get away with it.
So I might have to do this as well. Now, my other go-to on that one is, how ya, love, or how ya, man?
You know, or how you, darling, or pet?
Yeah, oh, pet. I don't know, pet can get you awful looks too as well.
It's horrible.
It has been lovely. Well, I won't do that injustice to you, Emma. Listen, it's been lovely talking to you. Have a nice day.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Here's one for you. Tony's got in contact on text. He says, if you close the doors after you when you put on the heat will stay in the room for longer. Gets my goat up whenever people walk into the room and leave the door open. Yeah, my mother was one of those people as well. Like, you do not leave a door open in the Darcy house. Colin has gone in contact. My life hack is sorting the bedclothes. I fire the sheet, duvet cover and pillowcases into one pillowcase so that when you're changing the bedclothes, just grab the pillowcase. And it saves the whole routine because everything just comes as follows and matches everything. Yeah, that's a good idea. That's actually really good. Pack everything in one pillowcase. Good idea.